Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
But Amy, do you still stop breathing when you're sleeping because you still have sleep apnea?
I don't think so. I would know it if it was real bad.
You're saying it's cured?
Yeah, I think I cured it.
How did you cure it?
Essential oils.
I think they try at Krispy Kreme. They had a heart-shaped Valentine donut that that Carly got for Michael and then ate herself.
Well, the thing is, Mike, if you go to Krispy Kreme for Valentine's Day, they have a heart-shaped donut, but all the arteries are clogged.
Yeah. 6 weeks. I can't do 6 weeks. Why are you asking me to do 6 weeks? I can't do 6 weeks.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I would describe myself today as out of sorts. President's
Really?
Day is odd. It is just it's strange. It's I feel as though the only person hitting on all eight in my home right now is Mrs. O'Mara.
Oh,
Mrs.
Wow.
O'Mara is
Did she run a President's Day special?
She's got specials all over the place, but she's starting to get repeat business, and she's getting excited. And meanwhile, I have this overwhelming feeling that because of my breathing machine that I put on my face
on your
when
what?
I go to sleep, that I am my face,
right.
face.
That
face.
I am getting a little sleep deprived. And I'm not sure what I have to do is this happened a long time ago where I was supposed to go to the sleep person that told me about all my little masks that I put on. And unfortunately, you guys remember that. It was not exactly a great beginning.
Yes,
to the
I remember.
Year, and it got a little, appointments got pushed back. Well, now I haven't followed up on anything. I'm not following up on anything. Wait, I'm just,
now
yes,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes.
No, he's got, you've got your hands full. Like, I'm glad everything's running great and all eights for Carla at home.
But it's good for me too, Oscar.
Yes.
Because this is what you've always talked about. This is the hopping in the boat, grabbing her set of oars,
yes.
and beginning to row.
But I never said do that while you have another home that hasn't sold yet. Like,
well,
never,
that
never.
Is,
you know
that
what
is
I mean?
The great albatross.
Yeah, yeah.
That is tough. And that's probably what it truly is. That is the
Stress.
Is the albatross. And it's just hanging there. And
you have had great luck with your CPAP, though. And you came in today and you complained that you said last night it felt like a 747 landing on your face.
Here's to explain what it is.
That's what you're into.
When you breathe through
everyone
your mouth,
has something.
Or when you have sleep apnea, which means you will stop breathing in the middle of the night when you're snoring.
You could
it's
die.
A snoring thing.
Yeah, it's a fat
you,
throat.
People have died. Reggie
yes.
White comes to mind as somebody mm-hmm. who I think was... lost his life, unfortunately, because of issues with overnight. He died in his sleep. That you have to be so many things when you get to my advanced age that happen. But I've had this for a long time,
right.
and I'm addicted to it. Rob tried it and quit on it.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Stay yeah. with
I
it.
Couldn't do it. It kept
you,
me
you,
up.
You couldn't do it, but you still have sleep apnea.
I suppose. Yeah.
His zeal for life isn't what it is for you, Mike. Because his kids are all grown up. You've got a baby.
Do
live
you
for,
think? Do you, know?
You
think
probably
if you were to bail
didn't wake
on
up
it.
In the middle of the night like I did, where I would sit bolt upright?
No, I never
and
did
would
that.
Be,
no,
it would be like this where.
No,
like
the
that.
One
that's,
time
that,
that's terrifying.
The
that'll
one time
lock you into a CPAP. Yeah.
The one time yes. that made me actually go in for the investigation was when I opened my eyes and Carrie was lurking over me, and I got to say, "No, I'm still alive," because
right.
I had stopped breathing for
yeah.
long enough that it concerned her to actually look at me. But
and
that's
that,
a very
that
isolated
was back
moment.
In the day that she was concerned.
Yeah. That's right, and also back alive. Then I was slightly overweight. I'm curious if you were to bail on your CPAP like tonight, just say screw it all. Could you sleep without it?
Yeah, I've done it. I wake up with a absolutely horrible sore throat.
Really?
Through my mouth.
Okay.
Because my nose has been so messed up over the years.
Hockey stuff.
With the incredible cocaine use that I had during the
80s. The go-go 80s?
That I had. But I did it down.
That record had to get played, Mike.
I'm so addicted to this thing. When I went to Key West, I dashed out of the house with all my suitcase with my breathing machine and didn't take the charging cord.
And
that's not, that is a proprietary cord you just can't find anywhere. But getting back to this, so the machine that I have, this is how it works. You put it on and it goes, mm-hmm. and it just gives you a flow of air, forces not oxygen.
It forces air into your body.
It forces air into a mask, which helps you breathe because it forces you.
As you lay dormant.
As you
motionless.
Do. Well, no, I mean, you put it on before you go to sleep.
Right.
But then it's just a gentle thing, and it helps you not, especially if you don't breathe through your nose, it just helps.
Right.
And it's got a distilled water reservoir in it that keeps your throat from
so
getting
much
dry.
Work.
And it's a tremendous amount of work. I've been doing this for almost the entire time we've been doing the podcast together.
Right. Yeah,
I remember Manassas where you were going to.
Remember,
doesn't it date back to when you were even when you were dating? Because it got to be an awkward thing that when you were entertain a lady.
I think when I was on the market, I was this is really attractive. Hey, look at me. You know, if I happen to get lucky, and I'm sitting there and I've got this cord. So
if you want me alive in the morning for round two, I need this.
He's at the Ritz-Carlton. He's like, excuse me.
Here's how it works. As you go deeper and deeper into sleep, your sleep apnea becomes more of a thing, and you go deeper and deeper, and it kind of goes like that. And this machine has a sensor so that when you are not doing the same kind of breathing, it gets stronger and stronger. It gets stronger to the point where now it's just blowing the hell out of me, and I don't like it. And that's, I think, what's waking me up in the middle of the night.
And it has to be adjusted by master technicians,
by a professional.
Right?
How many knots you think are going, is it going up by? Wind speed?
I don't know. I'm going to ask. I'm going to find out.
Is there a YouTube video maybe that has like a person?
No, you don't want to do it yourself. You want to do it with a pro.
Calibrator.
Because they monitor you and they can see.
Comes in tomorrow, his eyes are gone.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive piece of equipment.
Yes.
And it's very sophisticated. And they monitor you to see how you're doing with all this stuff. But I'm just telling you that, Monday, when we all had the President's Day holiday, and I was thinking, I am actually going to sleep past 7 a.m. I'm actually maybe going to go to 7:30. And at 6:15, I had a tap on my shoulder, and there was a little face in front of me, and the little face was tapping on my shoulder and saying, "Dad, I'm so fine." And I said, "What? Dad." And I'm like, and I got the machine, and I'm in deep sleep, and I said, and finally, Carla says, "He says he wants you outside in the living room sitting in your chair when he wakes up." Because it used to be where I would be the earliest one up in the room.
Of course.
And he liked that. But anyway, I'm up, and I don't know. I might be going to the world of modern medicine because I would love
Cut it out. Efficiencies.
The fantasy of 8 hours, of getting really 8 hours, which happens to me once every 3 months. Is something that would appeal
Mike,
to me.
And like you love surgery,
especially our listeners. Yeah,
just let them cut into you, put that little guy in you, and then you're good to go.
No, I don't love surgeries.
They could remount those nostrils, and you could be breathing
the
like
last 6 years.
Crazy,
say otherwise.
Yeah.
Well, what worries me, Rob, is that you were diagnosed with the same thing, and you don't use yours.
Well, they say that the important thing is for you to sleep through the night, and after 2 months on the machine, I still wasn't sleeping through the night because of the machine. And I just made a judgment call. I said, it's got to be better
to sleep.
You're
wrong about that. The importance of it is to not have you stop breathing in the middle of the night. Not to sleep through the night. It's to not have you... The CPAP machine is not designed...
But after 2 months, I was a disaster. I was a disaster. Because
of
the lack of sleep.
But do you still stop breathing when you're sleeping because you still have sleep apnea?
I don't think so. I would know it if it was real bad.
You're saying it's cured?
Yeah, I think I cured it.
How did you cure it?
Essential oils.
You are being frivolous with your health.
All right, you know what? It's a new year.
Look at him. He is frivolous with his health.
No, but I mean, I don't doubt he doesn't use it, so that's a... But I mean,
it's a new year.
What made you go get it in the first place? When Carrie stood over you and thought you were dead?
Well, it seemed like everyone was getting sleep tested in the neighborhood, and we all did it. And also, she did notice that I was, stopping breathing in the middle of the night and snoring.
So when you got tested, do you remember how many times they said you stopped? That's what they said.
It was a notable number. It seems to me like 49 times.
I was 40.
So, yeah, so we're about in the same neighborhood. So, you know what? Because it's a new year.
I'm going to stop you right here. This scares me. I worry.
Okay, well, listen to what I'm going to say.
As much as you, I worry about you with this.
Listen to me. I will, this week, get out the machine, rinse out that hose, and give it another shot.
You will.
Well, I don't know whether you want to do that as much as you might want to go back to your person and find out to do
well,
it.
Well, I remember
exactly. Because you were probably getting blown out of the water, too.
I remember the exact diagnosis. Like the exact diagnosis. It was a lovely lady from out of town. I think she might have been from India. And she says, you have what we call fat throat.
Yeah.
She said that to you?
Yes, it was a fat throat issue. And that is what she says, this is complicating your breathing at night. And I said,
see, mine's
okay.
Mine's a deviated septum. That's, that's what my, but I mean, I would
assume.
You
can't do anything about that.
But I worry. This
throat, you can't.
I worry about you with that.
Well, I know where the machine is. I know where the machine. I'll get it out and I'll see how I do. I'll give it another shot.
What's cleaner, your jukebox or your CPAP machine?
Well, the jukebox gets used.
I think it's very, very suspect the way they do. I get nervous about. Oh, and can I just say something?
Do you think they hand them
audience?
Out a little willy nilly though? Sometimes the machines.
I think it might be overdiagnosed. I think it might actually be. I think I really do need it.
Yeah, but of all
you know what?
People.
You know what? Basically, it's not that I know that I wake up in the middle of the night when I don't have it. I wake up and my throat is completely raw in the morning.
Okay, well that's
like all day. I got a sore throat all day.
There
long.
There you go. That is something
I'm going
solid.
Like this because I sleep like this.
CPAP machine changed my mother's life.
Mm.
As far as there are people that swear by it. That, yeah. And by the way, Rob and I do not need anybody weighing in.
No letters.
I mean weighing in. Do you know what I mean?
What works
because
for you?
Our listening audience, I know there are 600 eaters
if you're
that
north
are out
of
there.
300
they're send
pounds
us,
and a white guy, what works
yeah,
for you?
Thank you. Please don't say, hey, I
tell the guy
that I do.
Don't
I'd
you know, Mike, that Siemens is now own. Siemens is now making a CPAP machine out of licorice.
I've always thought that there are ways that I think it's wonderful technology. I'm extremely comfortable with mine as far as putting it on and getting to sleep. What I need to do is make a minor adjustment. That's bad. But
pressure.
I don't need the people. I think Rob feels the same way that I do. When we have the fat people commiserate with us, and CPAP is the land of that. I have one too, Mike. Yeah, you have one because you're a fat person like me.
There's a new model that just clips onto your nose. It's great.
You guys are monsters.
No, we walk among the monsters.
Fat people don't need more fat people commiserating.
I am one of you. Do not talk to me.
Yeah. Do you get it? Do you understand that, Oscar? You might have trouble getting it.
I was fat before they were fat, and I'm still fat.
And the people that don't really look, it still bothers Rob and I that we're fat.
Yeah.
Even though we don't make any substantial effort to lose the weight. Like which would be 2.5 hours a day probably. And not eating anything.
Right.
Okay. If we were going to really lose our weight. We've both done it to a certain extent.
I have a solid comparison that drives me up the wall. When people talk about hacking their bodies and hacking their brains, like unlocking more output in your day or to create efficiencies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like I push myself at 110 miles per hour to get as much efficiency out as possible. I don't need any more tips.
Yeah. No life hacks for you?
Yeah. No.
So, I get the impression.
I get annoyed by that.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because you've commiserated, Rob, with people that have done this.
Sure.
I get the impression sometimes when someone will want to share their CPAP stuff with that there are people out there that are just still perfectly content that they're tubs of goo. You know what I mean? And that they want to say, yeah, I have one too.
Yeah.
Look, I think ultimately the many people, there are many thin people that have CPAPs too.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Cakes Auville.
Really, Johnny Cakes Auville has
noted
one.
Thin person,
yeah.
John Auville.
CPAP.
Right.
Right. I just, you know, let us handle it.
They
most are obese, though, I think, for medical records.
I think if you want to paint with broad strokes, of course. But I think that what happens is when people commiserate, they're looking for validation and they're looking for the fact that, hey, I'm just like you.
Right.
That's what they want.
But they are just like you. They're trying to help.
I suppose. But you know what? Sometimes close your fat mouth and be quiet. Just
raise me.
You're saying be ashamed of your obese.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying
don't give tips if you haven't had tips.
I'm saying quiet is nice.
I will a window maybe into the relationship that has evolved with the
pretend
three of us.
Pretend you have
over
a Twinkie and don't share.
Keep breathing, though.
Yes, always breathe.
Keep breathing.
Quiet
keep breathing is very nice. That,
don't fat
nice
shame
that
anybody.
Dr. Death weighs in, too.
Yeah.
You know, the
you
voice
realize
of
if Pony
gloom
was to visit you in Florida, he would right be stepping on your air hose.
Gloom doom.
I'm happy that you. This isn't a fat thing. This is more of a, look, we know. No need to tell us. We know.
Yeah.
But the when it comes to me and Rob, the relationship the three of us have developed over the years, I consider like two younger brothers of mine. That's it. And I worry because sometimes I will be sitting there, as much crap as I give you about desks,
oh yeah,
and everything over the years, I would be rather devastated if something were to happen. And I worry because you tend to just blow stuff off occasionally,
right.
And this is if you still have it,
of course,
and
I know exactly
but
where
if you're
it is
saying you've never awakened in the middle of the night, that might be good, but I'm not a doctor, so I don't know that, so I will
that. Please put it back into operation this very week,
right? Yes,
I need to buy some distilled water.
Do I have
water
permission to talk about some offline conversations that have been had between you and I that we now can share with Rob?
Please do.
Okay, we are so worried. I think roughly about, I would say 18 to 19 months ago,
right,
we started a succession plan for you where a gentleman named Rob Ford will come at times and sit and pretend to be you, and we will do fake shows without you and see how quickly
so
he can ramp up.
He's lying. That is absolutely not true.
I would love,
I would love to
see one of those fake shows. Just
yes
for fun, because I remember one time I had the flu and Rob Ford sat in and it
right
actually made my flu worse. My body rejected the Tamiflu. It went back into the bottle.
I get the whole CPAP thing with you
right
blowing it off, because I think especially early on, you can tend to do that because of the discomfort level. But there are probably other things you should, you know, I worry.
I know.
About
well, we all
that
worry about all of
for
us
the show and everybody. For,
what do you mean
sake
we all worry? What is that comment?
No,
we
no,
all
I
worry
mean,
about
we,
all
we,
of
we all care for everyone on this show, you know,
right?
even when they drive us crazy. One of the things that drove me the most, we once did a show. It says, what really pisses you off? This is years ago.
Okay.
And the top of my list was that Pony still smoked.
Yeah.
And Pony, who can drive all of us out of our minds,
yes,
crazy.
Happened this morning.
Pony feels that, I'm sure. Pony feels the joy that we all felt when he stopped smoking.
And
he feels better because
we bust our heads together and we argue like family, but we, deep down, we really love and we care about
we
each other. We really
yeah
do.
And the thing
and
is,
I appreciate
that is something
what you're
that
saying
you
to me. And
because I thought about it, because when I get scared. I got scared. That's why. Because I would do the thing where I stop and I go like that,
yeah,
and you gasp for breath and you sit bolt upright,
yeah,
and it's a horrible feeling because you've done that. And I've had it happen a couple of, maybe once or twice tops.
Well,
because
you wanted
to live. While I was
even
using the machine. Yeah. Well,
your body was like fighting. Let's live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to live so much that I'm, you know, oh, and by the way, the keto, you know, just chugging along on that, still doing that, except for Valentine's Day.
That's fine.
And I will have the details of the Valentine's
because
Day.
Because that night he actually put distilled beef broth into his CPAP machine to be keto.
I was thinking that you could probably do something with that water that gets it. And by the way, you have a little reservoir, and
yeah,
you wake up in the morning, there's no water in it because you're basically moisturizing.
Hydrate.
Yeah, you've hydrated that's yourself. And you know what? That you live in a humid environment, so you are really
yes,
laying
do
it in. Laying
yeah,
it in.
Yes,
so
we do. So,
but my
yeah,
takeaway
so
is, yeah, I will do it. I will do it this
please
week. And I appreciate the fact you brought it up. I probably shouldn't have ever gone away from it in the first
but
place.
But your mother said it changed her life, right, Oscar?
Yeah, I will say that someone telling you that and then you noticing that, like really seeing how she wasn't just dragging ass all the time or a cranky. We all know when we don't
right
get enough sleep, but you can be cranky.
Right.
I would say she was cranky for 35 years of her life. And then
right
the CPAP came in and really changed her complete demeanor, not just in the morning, but overall.
I remember mm-hmm when Mike started on the CPAP and he'd come down to the living room and he'd say, good morning.
When I first started it, remember when that guy, when I had the guy
yeah
yeah
that helped me.
That's
yeah
right.
Satch,
he had a concierge.
No longer in the,
yes,
he was fantastic.
White
and
gloves.
That guy, mm-hmm, that guy knew his stuff. I could make a call to him at any time and he would, man, this other person I got down here, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure whether I'm getting the right type of thing. Because, you know, but we'll see. And it's just a question of following through and doing that. I had a physical like a month ago. I still haven't done my blood work for my physical. So I'm blowing stuff off, too, because it's been a little unsettling.
Well, you've got so much going on. Yeah. You really
well,
do.
Well, you know what? I have a lot going on, but I don't know. I really don't know what the main thing that's on my mind is. I really don't know what's been bothering me. You know, little things, but I just really don't know what's going on.
Maybe you should will it. Will it. Will it into the universe right now. Will it.
No, maybe he needs a life hack.
Maybe it might be contest time.
Contest.
Win a home. Yeah.
Oh, like Omaze?
Wait. Don't people do that sometimes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
win a home. Yeah. Win a home. Win a waterfront home in Florida.
Waterfront's a stretch, right?
All you need to do is buy
it's
one fruit
a
cake.
Stretch.
It's
like
a man-made pond, right?
It's a lake system down here. Yeah. It's a little thin lakes, but they get tarpin in them.
What the hell
they
is
get
he
bass
doing?
In them, they get Florida gar.
Oscar, huh? Yeah. Help him.
Oh, but I'm just saying, like, he's not on the beach.
Beautiful waterfront property.
It's gorgeous.
No,
in the
I am not on the beach. I am not on a beach. Yeah.
And
but
who
I have
wants
a
that?
And
a golfer's paradise.
It is a golfer's paradise. Yeah.
Shut up. You're not allowed to say anything.
Okay.
You just dissed my little beautiful piece of paradise down there.
Your little slice of paradise pie.
Oh, God. Oh, God. but anyway, happy Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed your weekend, everybody, and it included Valentine's Day on Friday night.
Yes. And we'd like to remind everybody that mail service resumes today, so go out and check your mailboxes.
Today.
Thanks so much. Yeah, so that's it. Other than that, everything's hunky-dory.
Great.
Everything's fine. I looked at my eyes today, and I believe that underneath my eyes today, brought to you by American Tourister. Thank you very much. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. You know, happiness is when you wake up in the morning and you look exactly like Bruce Dern.
Oh!
Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, just to be clear, I'm a red wine drinker.
That's fine.
Okay, cool. But I only drink red wine.
Okay.
And up until last night, I was under the impression that you too only drank red wine. But I guess I was wrong.
I see where you're going with this. I do drink red wine. But I also drink white wine.
Oh.
And I've been known to sample the occasional rosé. And a couple summers back, I tried a Merlot that used to be a Chardonnay, which got a bit complicated.
Okay, yeah, so you're just really open to all wines.
I like the wine and not the label. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
This is just very new to me, so as long as you didn't roll over and cry yourself to sleep with regret, then we're good, right?
No, I absolutely did that. Just wept for hours in the dark. I say we go with this one. It's the biggest.
In the lee of a picturesque ridge lies a small, unpretentious winery, one that pampers its fruit like its own babies. Hi, I'm Moira Rose, and if you love fruit wine as much as I do, then you'll appreciate the craftsmanship and quality of a local vintner who brings the muskmelon goodness to his oak Chardonnay and the dazzling peach crabat pull to his Riesling Rioja. Come taste the difference good fruit can make in your wine. You'll remember the experience, and you'll remember the name, Herb Irvlinger, Bert Herngeif, Irv Herblinger, Bing Livehanger, Liveling, Bert Herkern.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, my God. I think I watched that from Schitt's Creek. I watched that probably 7 times when she was doing the wine commercial.
Mike, not just wine, fruit wine.
Fruit wine. without question. They're all great on that show, but yes. She is the megastar. I mean, truly, truly phenomenal show. And I just, that is such a classic bit.
But
where
great.
Somebody's screwing up a commercial, and with a tribute to Orson Welles.
Yes.
Just and what the hell is the actress that I'm blocking on?
Catherine O'Hara.
Right now, it's Eugene Levy. Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara is the. That show doesn't exist without her. She is the megastar of that show. I want to watch like 10 of them today.
Yeah.
That's a show called Schitt's Creek. You can get it on Netflix as well. We are live from the Podcast Village studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends.
Bert Herkinser.
Fruit wine. Hello. I'm Moira Rose. Oh, God, I gotta watch them all. There are a lot to watch.
Yeah.
I love it. It's fantastic. You've gotten me. You set the hook on that one. Thank you all for listening all over the world. We appreciate that from places like King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Chugwater, Wyoming.
Yes.
Now, that is a great town name. Chrome, California. Is that where they invented it?
I believe so, yeah.
Tongue Highland, Scotland.
Oh, welcome to Tongue Highland.
Humped Tulips, Washington.
All of these are real. All of these have been verified, and we have listeners in all of these towns.
And Aswan, Egypt, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a wonderful client of ours, Lightstream. How much money are you paying in interest rates on your credit cards every month? Are you paying too much? Then why not consolidate your credit cards in just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy. With a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, so much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR in a credit card. Hey. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. Check out this actual testimonial. Quote, I heard the ad and said it was worth looking at. I was a little skeptical because I had never done anything like this before. To my great surprise, the loan process was very simple and easy to navigate through. I wish all loans were this efficient. That is a quote, a direct quote from a user of Lightstream. Just for our listeners, apply now, get a special interest rate discount, and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS, subject to credit approval. Approval. I sound like Moira. Subject to credit approval. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
It's Boy, so subtle that? What she does. She just puts the wrong emphasis just a little bit.
The wrong part.
And it makes it perfect.
I hope that there are many more moments, since I am new to that show. That there are many more moments.
Where never, are you? Where never are you? What season are you in? What part,
season,
of the show?
Probably, I think maybe the end of season one or the beginning of season two.
Oh my God,
two,
yeah. I'm not sure. A roller coaster ride.
You're and you know what? I've watched a lot of it out of sequence, and it's still okay out of sequence, but it's great that you're taking it one at a time.
Fruit wine. Oh God, that's funny. Anyway, welcome to the show. Hope everybody had a good weekend and had a good Friday, Valentine's Day, when we decided that we would throw caution to the wind.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. Look at you.
Dive into a car. We had a massive group of people. We had our neighbors down the street that joined us. We had my my mother-in-law was with us. My wife's niece was with us. We had my little man, Michael William. He was with us. And we went to what is described as our happy place. And because I have been doing the protein deal, this was going to be an opportunity to, you know, have one night where you kind of fell off the wagon and you had a little breaky wakey, and man, did we ever, man, oh man, did we ever. I mean, we don't realize when you're thinking about carbohydrates.
Oh, I know
how many carbohydrates you can ingest in a Mexican restaurant. It's just laden with carbs, you know. Throw away all the chips and the tortillas and everything else, but then throw in a margarita with all that sugar and hallelujah. And I was I destroyed my body on Friday night. 100%.
Did you feel it on Saturday, or was it more of a feeling of relief?
I felt like death on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm talking about, I had three margaritas.
Right.
And you would think, you know, in my alcoholic history, I've certainly done worse than that on many, many times. But I tell you, it was just the combination of everything.
And almost
eating to just say, hey, I've got a break and stuff like that. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, Rob. I know I've talked to you about the success of keto. I may have lost a belt loop or two, but I'm not really sure that these pounds are falling off me the way they do.
It seems to be looking great on Carla.
Yeah. I think she works a lot harder. Carla works out every day.
Yeah.
So I mean that's part of her
helps,
deal,
you know? I'm sure.
Yeah. I recline.
Mike, you must have been in a fantastic mood. Let's talk about the joys of life.
Yeah.
The joy of life of being there with your family, celebrating.
Friends.
Yeah, and friends, celebrating Valentine's Day. And you literally get to, this is your cheat day, your cheat evening. You've been talking about this for roughly 10 days.
Looking forward to it. I really was.
And when does that start, roughly?
To look forward to it?
No, you get there, you get going. Like, you get your food on, drink on.
I will take you, I'm glad you asked that because it can take you through the whole mental process of it. Right up until I even pulled in the parking lot.
Right.
In my brain, I was saying, you're not going to have the regular margarita because you know what? That is just carb with all the sugar.
Right.
It's like a Slurpee.
Yes,
it's not even like an alcoholic beverage. It's like a Slurpee. And I can't even imagine how many net carbs are in a beverage like this. And I said, you know what I'll do? I'll get some soda water, a little lime, and a little splash of tequila. Same effect, no problem. Mm-hmm. I walk in the door, and
What time do you walk in? It's Florida.
We got there after 6, maybe 6:15.
Oh, that's late.
Great.
I rolled up with my buddy John, whose wife was joining us for dinner, and we'd just come off the Cocoonville,
the lakes,
daily bed of the day, and so we were making our way back, and he has to put the game together, so we're running a little late. He's a cool guy. He's an older guy, and he's a cool guy, and he's like, hey, you hope they have Negro Modelo. He's got a radio voice. He really does.
Nice!
And, like an amazing radio voice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe his radio voice, and we've become good friends, and there are new neighbors down the street, so that's cool, too. So we get to this place. As soon as the aroma of fajita meat came up my nostrils. And by the way, it's Valentine's night at our happy place. It's balls to the wall. And there's in there, you're like, there's the place is buzzing. Yes. And I think at that moment, I'm like, I'm going to get everything.
Yep.
I'm going to do it all.
And
I'm
speaking eye of the mind, that sense memory from that smell of the meat.
Yes.
That makes you crave the Slurpee fajita because they walk hand in hand.
They do, and the chips, the free chips.
Yes.
There was not even any waiting.
No.
I think I was greeting people still as the chips were coming into my mouth. Hey, how you doing? Happy Valentine's Day. Give me some of those.
More
give me the queso
salsa.
Dip. Give me the queso dip. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it was great. It was so bad for us. And Carla's as guilty as this as I am. We are leaving the joint. And everybody's going their separate ways. And we drove from a pretty fur distance around here all the way almost to Naples, Florida. And we dove into downtown Fort Myers all the way before we got home. Would you like to know why we drove from the restaurant to downtown Fort Myers?
I'm guessing it was carb related.
It was carb related. You're on the same track. You've got a good brain for stuff like this. What do you think we did?
It was ice cream.
No.
No, it was a donut.
Bingo, bingo.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
How?
We went right from Iguana Mia. Well, Rob knows this establishment well. He's
Is
very
it the double K's?
It's the double K's.
Oh, worth a drive.
Wow. There's only one of them down there, and we went down there. It was absolutely time to go get a Krispy Kreme.
Was the light on?
Tradition.
And light was on.
Yes!
Hot.
Yes, donuts now!
But Carla, who was equally culpable in this decision to go down
to
Krispy
Kreme
donuts.
What did little
Michael
say?
It's a donut.
Okay,
he weighs 56 pounds. He doesn't care.
Bobby,
he's all right.
Why are we still in the car? It's been 58
minutes. Why are we going home? I'm late. I'm past my bedtime. Shut up. Your parents are getting Krispy Kreme donuts.
Daddy wants raspberry filling.
So Carla, by the time we got down there, and Carla was driving like she does a lot. She prefers to drive because of my road rage. So she is a. It might be because of my road rage. It might be because she's 20 years younger than I am. And I'm just going ba-doop, ba-doop, when I'm behind the wheel now. I have no idea. But you know what? I don't bother. I've gotten used to
good.
It.
You're good. You're good.
You're just like the old man in Forget Paris, just reading the signs out loud on the street as you're going down the road.
Yeah.
Mattress discounters.
I might as well be a flippin' Irish setter in that car, you know? Just put the window down a crack and I'll stick my head out and go.
Yeah, look at all the signs. Look at all the signs. Hey, we just went by a Sears. Yeah,
Texaco.
So we get down there, but Carla, because you know, she has to winky tink all the time with all the water she drinks, has to go inside. And now, as soon as we've got a great drive through at this Krispy Kreme,
I love it.
She gets the Napoleon. Where okay, I'm just gonna run in. I'm like, no, no, not run in. Get it at the window. The hot sign is on. Don't run in. And she's in there. What? She was probably in there for 6 or 7 minutes.
Right.
But for me, I felt like she was in there. My car body was just craving so much at that particular point. I thought she was in there for maybe 45 minutes. It's just like, yeah, really. And Michael was in the back, so I didn't want to make a scene. But I really, at the top of my lungs, I wanted to say, what are you doing? And then she makes her way out. We got a dozen of the suckers, including, by the way, I'm pretty much your standard glazed Krispy Kreme, and you might want to throw a raspberry filled in there.
You got the exact two right, but I will tell you.
Those are the two.
When you're doing donuts, numbers are best when divisible by 12.
Yes, absolutely. And you remember when you almost passed out because you had the Krispy Kremes on our way down?
I had five or six,
and
I almost died.
It was a most magnificent morning, one of the greatest mornings of my life, not because you died. But because we were together and we had donuts.
You got to see me go into
shock. No, it wasn't even that. That was the sad
thing.
That was sad.
By the way, I think they try at Krispy Kreme. They had a heart-shaped Valentine donut that that Carla got for Michael and then ate herself.
Well, the thing is, Mike, if you go to Krispy Kreme for Valentine's Day, they have a heart-shaped donut, but all the arteries are clogged.
Yeah. They've got the veins in it. Well, and other than that, you know, I woke up probably... at 3 o'clock in the morning, just going,
help me, Mike. You had to have been in an unusual state that evening because
it was. It's Florida.
We had a wonderful back and forth that I don't know where we are in the show.
You brought
right now.
This up a couple of.
Oh, we should probably address this after the break.
All right, so Oscar's brought this up, Rob, and I have no idea whether I. All right, can you just give me the time that we communicated? What was
absolutely.
The time we communicated?
Let me look here.
Let me know, and I'll be able to let you know.
Well, do you want to tee up the next break, and we'll just come right back, and I'll give you the details?
Yeah, but give him the time.
I got a zillion mics in my phone. I got to find it.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to look, too.
You probably only have one Oscar. I hope you're all
right. I deleted it.
Look at all these mics.
Oscar.
Four mics.
Look for Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I don't go.
All right,
last
here we go. I got it. All right.
You busy? The last name?
5:56. It started.
Oh, at 5:56. Your reply to him had to have been meat carb, meat carb, meat carb.
Yeah, I was because you know it wasn't just the margaritas. Ooh. I'd had a little post game cloak.
Okay.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag. Yeah, I was wasted. We'll take a we'll take a break and come back and. Talk about the desk. right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. I still use a toaster I won in a World War II raffle. Of all the countries, Mexico makes the best jumping bean. I really don't mind the masculine woman. Hey, what's the deal with trees? I miss bellboys. I like sticky things. The grocery store clerk won't make eye contact with me. God, I miss the sound of manual typewriters, but not the taste. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Toaster.
Brought to you by Honey, Honey.
Honey.
You know that honey is sweet, but honey is also a sweet way to save money. Honey is the first online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. But how does it feel to save with honey? Saving with honey is like hitting every green light on your commute because honey will surprise you with savings. Savings you're not expecting. Honey makes you feel like a princess living in the kingdom of value.
La, 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 la.
Honey, and honey, I miss you, and I'm doing well. Honey, I like honey in my tea, and
yes.
I like honey with the coupons.
Yes, it's the best.
Two. Honey has found its over 18 million members, over $2 billion, that's billion with a B, $1 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, Best Buy, and more, and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000-plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little daily victory. Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey.
Honey.
Appreciate that, Honey.
Well, thank you very much.
All right,
honey.
So as we speak, the Walmart desk with the chunks out of it
yes.
has been constructed by a handyman and is sitting in my den where I'm waiting to move my studio and get ready to make the transition. So,
right.
But we haven't done it just yet.
Yeah.
We have a few details that have to be ironed out. I'm going to kind of be on that this week to get that finalized. When Oscar contacted me in the evening, because that's when he wakes up.
No. We talked about this. No, you're not going to. You can talk about
Friday
me.
At 5:56.
Mike, you and I had a conversation after the show about this desk.
Yes.
And you tasked me with something that I said it's going to take all day because they're on the West Coast. But
10:33 a.m. right after we get off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You showed me a picture of the
correct.
The Omni-racks.
So for those of you at home, we're still all friends. Mike is a grateful person.
Yes.
We're working this out. This is actually the best thing content-wise that could have happened for the show, just organically, that we would have sent a $300 desk for $600.
Precisely.
I think a value in actual show content has paid itself back in spades.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I have a wonderful idea.
He's reading right from the press release,
for the live show coming up, Mike, which we have not announced yet. This is all going to work out. Now, in that same vein, I want to make sure that the captain is happy.
Of course.
So I called, and Mike, you can call out any of these. If these aren't factual, I called you and I said, let's make sure you get what you want. And you said, please do find out the details.
You mean you texted me?
No. We had a conversation.
Oh, after the show.
After the show.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then I said, we're looking for options. I'll get you a direct quote. Now, the best way to get a quote is to call the manufacturer and say, these are the parameters, this is what I need. Because what we didn't want to do is run into what I call a SPIWAC, is where you buy something and ship it. Actually, you get something for free and ship it for more than it's worth. So we're not going to do that again. And Mike asked me to make sure that we're not doing that. So I called the manufacturer and said, how much does a new desk of this sort for a commercial grade broadcaster desk cost?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I get the final quote. I send it back.
At 5:56, I get a text from you.
Yeah, because it's day of. They get a text. I got it. You get it as soon as I get it, Mike. And they're on the West Coast, this company. So
4:11, actually, this starts.
Okay, great.
So I didn't get your text at 4:11.
Okay.
But I got
it. As soon as I got it, I just remember I sent it over. I said,
sure.
Here you go.
Right.
This could get to you in 4 weeks.
Exactly.
Because shocker, these commercial grade desks, they don't build them until they're ordered.
That's
right?
The way the furniture business works.
Yes. So I said, 4 weeks is the best you could do? And he's like, yeah, this is the price. So I send over to my friend Mike O'Mara. I said, look, this can get you in 4 weeks. Please take a look. Let me know if you want to move forward. And he says, get it. So then I'm like, well.
Two-word reply?
Yeah, two-word reply.
Okay, get it.
I said, well, this two-word reply is fraught with peril because.
It's vague.
Because there is no. Because the number is in the thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Because this is what
this
costs.
He sends the last, so 4:11, he sends me this brand new one can be yours in 4 weeks. I respond at 5:56, do it.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, sorry, do it. Not do it.
Then
do
Oscar
it.
Texts, then Oscar texts me after that, 10:04, just to confirm, and then he gives me this number.
Right.
I figured was high.
He's authorizing me to
make the deal happen.
Make the deal happen.
Until you, but you said just to confirm, yeah. Which was the right thing to do, because I said, oh, that's more than I want to spend on that. He said, what happened to the cheap one that was used?
Yes.
And I give you the name of the one that you showed me earlier in the day. And you said, this guy is the used option. As you asked, Oscar's covering his ass so much. As you asked, I just wanted to give you both options.
Right.
And I said, well, that one is the one I want. And he says, the The Force 12. I like these Star Wars names. You know, it's a piece of wood.
Yeah.
The Force 12. Yeah, what's it going to do? Is Elon Musk designing this thing? What's going on with it? And then Oscar says, got it.
Yes.
Force 12. Mm-hmm. And I say, if you think that'll work, let's pull the trigger on that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And and then I said, because that's when, about this time, it's probably well into the 6-7 hour. And I said, Happy Valentine's Day to Shannon. And I put a heart down there.
Oh, God.
And Oscar's like sober. I can tell. Thanks. Right back to you and Carla. I wasn't talking about Carla. I was saying Happy Valentine's Day to Shannon.
Oscar
and then
sends an emoji of a dollar money bag with a dollar sign on it.
And then I put a happy face.
Yes.
And then his emojis come out when I'm buzzed.
Right.
And then I said, please let me know when I can get delivery of my shiny new used Force 12. And Oscar gives me a thumbs up. Yes. And then I didn't hear from him the rest of the weekend. And, because I know he'd let me know if there was anything.
Sure.
No. And I'm coming in today not expecting anything because, to be honest with you, this whole thing has become a debacle.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. And then you mentioned right before the show that there's something with shipping again. And I'm like,
oh, no, this is all good. This is just a process for someone to...
Yeah, it's the process.
Is the bidding over for this thing yet? Or?
No, I didn't want to make the mistake of owning something we couldn't actually bring over here. The bidding is it's still up for auction, so we're fine. It's still a very comparable. I just want to clarify here for us in the studio and you in the listening audience that if this thing arrives and it's DJ'd, we're all going in with our eyes wide open.
Oh, you mean like you think it's going to be...
I think
the picture is just one picture, correct?
There are three pictures.
Oh, there are three pictures.
Yeah. There are no
six. But none of them really show the whole thing, do they?
But I'm saying if there's some slight wear and tear, we understand. But we're all taking risks here together.
Right.
I think it's worth the risk simply because if it's cosmetic, it's something that can be fixed. And this gray material is not the material as of your compressed IKEA wood or something you bought off, Walmart.com.
It looks like it's, but the layout looks like it's going to be good for the show.
Ergonomically, it's great for your back.
Yeah, it's a good fit.
Yes. So, Force 12. Now, imagine if I was a just go getter and I didn't really know you. And as soon as my boss says, hey, do it. And
get
the new one, when you said do it initially.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, initially, yeah.
And then I came in here and Andrew probably would have called me like, hey, you just spent...
Andrew would have given you a hard time.
Yeah. What do you think would have happened?
Well, I probably wouldn't have been happy about that.
Yes. I guess what I'm saying is, when you say do it to anybody else except for a friend like me that wonders, has he seen all the details here within this invoice?
Yeah, but he was all heady on chips and meat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
But it was good that you were there to back him up.
Showed me at 10:30... And then the one you showed me later in the day, at you showed me one at 10:30. Then you showed me one at 4:11 that was totally different.
You tasked me. You tasked me. You said, Oscar, let's not buy something that isn't worth what the shipping is worth.
My goal is this. When we get this, and this is, I don't mind looking behind the curtain to tell our listeners that I wish to, with this new furniture, have a studio that will allow for an occasional visitor.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important as the show grows to bring
Absolutely.
In some of my old men from Cocoonville to, and some people, if Carla wants to come in and sit for a chunk of a show.
Yeah, or your son.
Or, for example, if you boys want to get out of
what about
winter weather and come down and visit.
Theater in the Round.
Theater in the Round would be great.
Right?
Theater
I
in the Round
that.
Would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's,
I have no idea what he's talking about, and I don't think he does
but
either.
But we've already been there with that because we were talking about the design for audio purposes.
Yeah, but this desk has this Force 12.
That's not a Theater in the Round desk.
No, it's not.
No, but it has a curve.
It doesn't work for the day-to-day operation of the show. I'm happy with the Force 12. Yeah, okay. What are you doing to me here? What are you doing? What's going on?
No, I said it's got... I wanted to say it's got enough racks that where we could put almost a wireless system into it if you wanted to do it in the round. Like if you want to sit in the middle, you want to sit on your easy chair. So you could probably put a...
So you're putting wireless microphones in the studio
That's what
now?
I'm saying. Like
okay.
It's totally possible.
All right, yeah.
You could do that if you'd like.
But the sound, it's not going to work for our purpose.
Or your fidelity, but if you had a special one-off.
Now we're really getting into the weeds.
Yeah. Well, you want to go behind the curtain?
Well, no, because I can't put a door up in there.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, yeah. Remember this discussion we had about that? But the one you showed me has a space on the right and a space on the left.
You're good.
So I can do the show with two other people.
Right.
A la you two.
Yes.
And it would be fine. We'd all have the room and we'd have our monitors.
I'd still be off frame with Rob, but, you know, be there.
Because I'm not going to help him on that. Let him let it lay. Let the show breathe.
We could make arrangements. We could rearrange things. And so my question is, when do I get this thing?
So my estimate now is probably going to be roughly 6 weeks, but it's because it's going across the country. But we're not freight shipping it. We're going through UShip where they bid like shipping wars to bring your desk.
6 weeks.
Well, it's going to take 4 weeks to get it. Didn't you say it take 4 weeks to get it anyway?
No. We're not buying the new one.
This is the used one. Okay.
Oh no, we can't. It's in the thousands of dollars.
Okay, I'm with you now.
We were going to take a hit.
It's too expensive. We are not. And by the way, thank you, listeners, for putting like whatever. You know, there's a guy up there that anytime we have any discussion about anything, we appreciate the bonus show subscriptions. Yeah. We appreciate the fruitcake purchases, supporting our advertisers. We like to, but we are open about the way we manage our funds here. So we do that. But the used one I thought was just buy it and ship it.
That's how they get you. The shipping is the toughest part.
That's going to be expensive.
Yeah, well, but it's not going to be expensive. We're going the inexpensive route, which means, and I'll give you the best description. What happens is once you have the dimensions, which I was able to get from the seller, I put it into a website, which is a shipping war style website where people start bidding and saying, I'll do this for this.
And this piece this piece can or cannot be broken down.
We do not want it disassembled if possible.
I agree.
So it arrives from Mike's house, and then they just roll it on in his house. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! Really? Okay. Like
I would hope
would
so.
Send a okay. Yeah. Or you would hope so.
So now I'm going on the site back and forth. People saying I'll do this for this, and just some people just try to get a high bid right away. And I'm giving a window of time that gives us as many bids as possible because I don't want to get jacked up, as they say, Mike, because people will sense your urgency. So I'm hoping we can ship this across the country for as much as we shipped it down to Florida.
Where is it based? Where is
it's
it?
It's in Montecito, California.
Oh, no, the farthest possible way. God damn it. Why is this so hard?
Mike, it's not in Hawaii. Not in Alaska.
Why? Get the new one.
No.
Get the new one.
No.
Do it.
Get the new one.
Do it.
No. Get the new one.
You want 4 weeks.
It's gonna be $1,000 to ship it.
Okay.
You know that.
I know
right?
No. My hard deck's 500.
You think you can ship it for five and then with the thing being used.
My last bid that's
can you get more
back
pictures of it to know it's gonna be a decent piece of equipment?
Yeah, I can ask the seller, absolutely.
Find that out.
Yeah.
And then but why 6 weeks if we decide to pull the trigger on it?
No, I'm trying to what is it?
Isn't 6 weeks the amount of time, Mike? 6 weeks is the amount of time that they bitch about in The King of Comedy. Don't ask me to do 6 weeks.
6 weeks. I can't do 6 weeks. Why are you asking me to do 6 weeks? I can't do 6 weeks. I can't wait 6 weeks. I can't be in this empty room for 6 weeks. Now I've got a backup desk.
Yes, you do.
I've got a backup desk
you're
at the house.
Swap.
And that's that's probably will be done by the end of the week, and then we'll figure it out. And my brain hurts, and I have to take a commercial break. Now, 6 weeks.
Montecito.
Don't you see how he can talk, and then I still don't know why it's 6 weeks.
Well, he wears you down. He wears you down.
He wears me out. He wears me out. 6 weeks.
But ultimately, I feel you'll be happy as soon as we celebrate Independence Day.
No desk, no house sold, no sleep. My life. All right. Anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back with whatever right here on the Mike O'Mara.
Move over, Magic Mike O'Mara. Chisel Chase is here and bringing his exotic dancing skills to Mama Chin's birthday party. We're also delivering roses not in the vase, but on your face. And the secret to getting into anyone's love box. So much to explain. Subscribe now to the Oh My Gov Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. Ring's mission to make neighborhoods safer. You've seen the Ring videos.
Of course.
Online. You might already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. You want to go out to dinner, you want to go on a long weekend, you want to get away for a vacation, you can check in to your Ring device, and you can do it anywhere. So if there's a package, delivery, or surprise visitor, you get an alert, and you're able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. This is wonderful technology that's helping keep neighborhoods safer. Thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices, it's one of my favorite things. I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it a few times a day. It's the best, and I can see the snow up there when I'm down here, which is fun. It's fun, too, to look in there and scare people like I did when my sister went into my house one time.
Love it. What are you doing?
She's like, what is that? Right down there. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit available right now. This is a great deal at ring.com/TMOS. The kit includes video doorbell, Chime Pro, which is just what you need to start building a ring of security around your home today. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Was watching the snow this weekend up there and being glad that I'm down here. That's it.
You don't miss the snow at all, maybe just for a day or so?
Yeah, I do, a little bit. I miss seasons.
We've had the least, I'm going to knock wood because I know we get slammed in March, but we've had like the least snowy winter in D.C.
I love climate
change. 30 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is.
You don't miss it, right? Rob?
Oh, I love snow.
Oh, but you have to commute to work. You must hate that.
If I can get off my street, I'm all major arteries. So if I think ahead and park like one street over, and the Kia actually does quite well in the snow.
I feel like snow is the last thing you would ever
want. Do you guys have snow in Virginia?
No, we haven't had any of this year. Like maybe a trace. That's it.
There you go. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
Look at that.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
That's beautiful.
Boy, there are going to be some beavers now, right? Are they going to... Where is it? 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 Hi. Right?
Working great, Beav.
Mike, the Ring of Security gentleman, he is now on the new season of Shark Tank. Did you know that he actually presented to Shark Tank?
The man who invented Ring?
Yeah, the man who invented Ring sold it to, I think, Amazon for $1 billion.
I think his name is Johnny Ring.
he actually went in front of Shark Tank, and no one invested in his product.
But he got 3 dates.
The Ring guy.
He got 3 dates with Barbara Corcoran,
and now he's one of the hosts. That's amazing. Full effing circle.
That's great.
I mean, there are a few of those success stories on Shark Tank, right?
Surreal. I mean, there are people who do that. So cool.
Yeah, one day we'll go in front of Shark Tank.
Yeah,
we're making granola out of mulch. Goodbye.
All right, Rob, speaking of devices, we don't have much time here, but you wanted to bitch about cell phones because I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I see this in cars. I see this on streets. Yeah. I see this in shopping environments, and it drives me crazy. I realize we all have smartphones. That's great. We're always able to be contacted. We can contact anybody anytime. That's great. They have a speakerphone feature. That's great. Mm-hmm. Don't walk down the street with your speakerphone on talking at your phone. Because you know what? You're conveniencing yourself at the expense of everyone else's sanity.
I agree with you.
And I see it all the time.
I feel it's an old people thing.
I see it on all ages.
Really?
I see it in cars. It can't be safe in cars because they're actually talking to their phone. Get a Bluetooth.
Well, like a FaceTime?
No, it's not FaceTime. They're talking because it's like this. They do it like, it's like if you built a bridge out of your chin.
Yes.
It's like,
I know exactly what you're doing. They're walking around going, so I told Peter I don't understand what's happening and if he's going to do that. And then you hear the...
It's the equivalent of carrying a boombox down the street playing your music. No one wants to hear this.
I'm with
Stop it. Stop it. I see it all the time.
In cars, it's peculiar because... you have a Bluetooth set.
Almost everyone has Bluetooth now. Or get a dongle thingy.
But in fairness, Mike, I've owned cars where the Bluetooth is terrible and it cuts you off and people are like, I'm sorry, you're going through or is there some issue? And you're like, F it, speaker, driving.
Yeah, but still.
I won't hold it in my hand, but I'll throw it on the dashboard and keep driving.
That's fine. But you see, the car, I see it, and I can almost give them a pass, but it's when you're walking down the street.
Oh, it's King Selfish.
That's right. And I said to Peter, and it's always Peter, Mike, I said to Peter.
Where I see it most, and it bothers me the most. Walking down the street, I'm scared at times in this big city, right?
Yeah, well, you're
so half the time you're like,
small man.
Half the time you're like, I'm just going to let this one pass because I'm not going to be bothered by it because who knows? What that type of day that person's having, I'm going to move on. Where I get shook is when you're in close quarters in an aisle at CVS and the person is having, where are the blow pops? Third aisle. And this is like my age guy talking to his girlfriend or wife. And you're like, come on, man, blow pops.
Yeah, they don't, they don't the have it. Self. They don't have it with mentholatum. No, they don't have it.
You know, another thing down here, when somebody, you see someone obviously at a light, and that's when they decide they can dive into their device. And I'm going so far as I would love to see, and I know I can do this because I did it with a motorcycle, that I could modify my car horn for someone that's doing that. Because the little beep doesn't really cut it for me. What I'd like to do, if I've got somebody sitting there and I see the head down in the, you know, into the chin that's looking at the device, I would like to do this. I'd like to play this. Move your selfish, self-absorbed, fat ass out of the turn lane so that we can go. You've got 30 people in back of you.
What?
It's just,
and
you know,
another observation about it, the average person that's doing this, I guess they're doing it so they can listen easier. The average person seems to be the kind of person that doesn't do a lot of listening because they seem to be talking most of the time.
I think that the only time you use that hands-free feature when you are not in an automobile should be when you are sitting at home and you are put on hold by somebody like Comcast or DirecTV.
Perfect.
And you want to have it off so it's not up against your head the whole time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people, I see it all the time.
Anytime,
that they like to do.
Anytime you're by yourself, do whatever you want. But if you're in a public place and you're broadcasting a conversation, God forbid, on a subway or something, check yourself.
Yeah. This is, it goes both ways where I feel like even when people have their AirPods in or I would say any type of Bluetooth device, you don't have to yell. You don't have to yell where, you know, we've all had that awkward, excuse me, what? No, I'm on the phone. I was like, I didn't realize that. I'm not the jerk. You're the jerk because you're walking around having like an open conversation like you're talking to everybody in the store.
Right.
What I really believe is at the root of this is either they haven't paired in the cars. Paired their phones with the car.
Right.
Because that takes some doing.
Sure.
There's the thing I have called CarPlay.
Yes.
Which is in my Beats.
Which is in the last, if you have got a late model car the last 3 years, you're good to go.
I love it.
Yep, it's great.
It's one of the best because you tie in all the good apps into your car.
You can literally text with your voice.
Let's talk.
It's good. It works.
Wonderful.
It absolutely works. I think we're close to that point where I would say in another 3 years, people won't have an excuse.
Right.
Right? But when's it? So is it your commute in that bothers you, the speaker, or what?
No. The it bothers me when I see people in public places or on
walking.
The street.
Yeah.
But also, if they're doing it in the car, I know they're the kind of person they're going to be doing it on the street too. So I don't like you there, and I don't like you here.
My dad does it.
And what they're all going to tell you is fear of brain tumors. That's what it is.
No, my dad does it because he's almost deaf.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like it. I don't like cell phones anyway. I hate this one. The iPhone crap. That's the one.
Oh,
that
you
got
the iPhone crap. It's good. Yeah.
The iPhone crap. It's a butt dialing machine. You know, that's it.
A BDM.
There's no one in my life, you two included, that I have not butt dialed 40 times.
I know.
Since I got this phone. We'll take a break when we come back. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, listeners, I made it. I'm in the ass port. I love it here. It's just like I remember from before I got married. You know, there's a place here where the sun does not shine. And the restaurant, oh my God, these nuggets are so savory. And I owe it all to this passport that came in my TMOS bonus package. Oh, but if you come, remember to bring cash. You don't want to know what happens if you ask for an ATM.
That's interesting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have a quick note. That's from a guy named Alan Gigax. I like that promo. Alan, the other one, way, way, way over the line. Watch it.
Alan Gigax. Sounds like something that's going to be in a Dr. Seuss book. Watch out for the Gigax. This portion of the show brought to you by Zappos.
Yes.
2020, loving it already. Happier, wonderful. I may cry. I'm so happy. I just had the best President's Day ever. I spent most on Monday doing cosplay. Most of my day on Monday, as Millard Fillmore, even though I felt more like Benjamin Harrison. You know the feeling. President's Day.
I do.
My adopted XFL team, the DC Defenders, remain undefeated. I can't wait for them to put the screws to the Houston Roughnecks, because only one can be the best. The XFL. It's hot.
It's red hot.
Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. That's nearly 30 years. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of ladies' competitive goldfish swallowing. Will Holland get the gold again? It's always Holland. Only time will tell. Just ask Phyllis George. Man. Ding dong. Hottie alert. 22 also marks the second year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides free shipping, free fast shipping, free. Hello, I'm Maura Rose.
Fruit wine.
There you are. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 158 days till the Summer Olympics begin, so start cleaning that aquarium. Am I right, ladies? Yes, goldfish swallowing. Now I have to play like that. Thank you very much. No, not that. That one.
News!
Boo!
Now I'll play the thing. Yeah. Thank you. Constance Wu. Remember her from Crazy Rich Asians? Beautiful lady.
Yeah.
And she was in Hustlers, too. She went undercover at a strip club to get ready for the movie Hustlers. It's funny that this is coming out now. I would have thought this came out right around the movie. And she made it out okay. On what I would describe as the worst new talk show of the last 10 years, the Kelly Clarkson show.
Oh, Mike, it's fantastic.
Yesterday she said, quote, I went undercover. I gave lap dances to strangers. I made $600 my first night.
Wow.
She added, quote, I put fake tattoos on my neck, changed my hair. You can't duplicate the first time you walk into a club and say, hey, I'd like to have a job here, and then you go work at night.
Wow.
That night. That's pretty funny. I don't know why I liked it, but I did. Yes.
She's also in the show Fresh Off the Boat, which she's
Fresh
the best.
Fresh Off the Boat.
She's the best thing on this. The kids are horrible on the show, but the adults
Fresh
are
Off
great.
The Boat's a TV series.
I'm yeah, sure. Based on a book. Yeah, but it's a good show.
All right, this is sad and a drag, and I don't know a lot about it. It just came out today. The Price is Right tapings have been canceled this week after Drew Carey's ex-fiance was apparently murdered over the weekend. Her name was Amy Harwick, and she was a pretty well-known therapist in Hollywood. She was found unresponsive on the ground beneath the third story balcony of her Hollywood Hills home on Saturday. She died at the hospital. There were signs of forced entry and a struggle inside the home, and an ex-boyfriend Amy had been seeing more recently by the name of Gareth Pursehouse is currently being held on $2 million bail. Drew and Amy went public with their relationship in June of 2017. They split in November of 2018. Drew issued a statement saying, quote, Amy and I had a love that people are lucky to have once in a lifetime. She was a positive force in the world, a tireless and unapologetic champion for women, and passionate about her work as a therapist. I am overcome with grief. So that's just a nasty, horrible story that came out of Hollywood.
He's not a great game show host, but I've heard him do many long-form interviews, and he is a really good guy. He just is a good guy. And it's really tragic when you see something like this happen to someone that you like so much. So I'm sorry to hear
that. Jeff Bezos gets a lot of crap, and I'm glad that he's doing something like this because I think this is pretty hard to argue with. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is putting some serious money towards the efforts to fight climate change. He's launching, I don't know if either one of you saw 60 Minutes over the weekend about the Australian fires that was just mind-boggling the way that's going down there. He is launching the Bezos Earth Fund and is committing $10 billion to start. He'll begin issuing grants to scientists, activists, and nonprofits this summer. It's unclear who's getting them, but they will surely arrive via two-day shipping. There you go. In an Instagram post, Jeff said, quote, the Earth is the one thing we all have in common. Let's protect it. Of course, Jeff isn't going to miss the $10 billion. He's by far the richest person on Earth. He is worth $129.9 billion.
Good for him, for doing something good with it.
$10 billion will make a difference.
It will.
Absolutely. Ryan Newman was hospitalized after a scary crash during the last lap of the Daytona 500 yesterday. He was actually leading when Ryan Blaney contacted him from behind and spun him around. The last few laps of the Daytona 500, I watched the highlights, were amazing with how many wrecks they had at the very, very end.
Were you sad that President Trump didn't win?
Here I am. Gentlemen, Start your engine. Don't get me started.
I know. I'm sorry.
His car hit the wall, flipped over, and then he got hit by Corey LaJoy. It was on fire when it finally came to rest. Newman had to be extracted from the vehicle. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous. Newman is in serious condition, but luckily, injury's not life-threatening. Seconds after the crash, Mike O'Mara house guest Denny Hamlin edged out Blaney to win his third Daytona 500. We have a picture of Denny Hamlin sitting on my floor in my kitchen getting licked by my old dog, Oscar, or Poppy, I think. That's the Great Pyrenees that I had. But
right.
We don't know where it is, but he's the third-time winner now.
Yeah.
I mean, the man knows how to win the Daytona 500.
And second consecutive, right?
Yes.
I think
really
so.
Really terrific. Mm-hmm. How many times do you use a towel before you wash it? Anyone? Would anyone like to answer that? Anybody?
Four.
Once a week, I think.
Once a week? Okay.
I mean, like every week we change out.
Once or twice, maybe all week, or do you just wait until it starts to stink? Someone asked an expert, and the magic number is 3.
Oh yeah! Wow.
That is the maximum number of showers you should use the same towel for. And then it's time to wash it. Here's why. Bacteria and mold start growing each time a towel gets damp.
Wow. I'm bacteria.
Hanging it up to dry. So, well, with coronavirus, you know, we wonder about stuff like this.
True.
Hanging it up to dry slows the process down, but doesn't help stop it. Once you've used the same towel 3 times, it hits a tipping point. And after that, you're basically rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself.
God.
See, that's weird because on the Chinese cruise I took last year, one of the games they played was called towel swap. And
that's going to help them learn, right?
Yeah, we'd all meet on the deck and we'd say, hey, I got a white one. And they say, well, this used to be white and it's nice to meet you. And I'll see you at dinner. Towel
swap. By the way, 3 showers only applies if you hang it up to dry right after you use it. If you toss it on the floor and hang it up later, it stays wet longer. So you might only get 1 or 2 uses.
Yeah, Robert.
Washcloths are different, though, because we don't use them to dry off. When a towel gets soaked, it takes a lot longer to dry, which gives mold and bacteria more time to grow. So washcloths should only really be used once.
What about hand towels?
If they're soaking wet.
Well, I'd hang it up.
I don't know. I have no idea. I do know about this, though. This is a little something something. What is the worst smell in the world? The New York Times just attempted to figure it out, and the best answer might be the toilets from military fields. That's kind of a vague thing. I guess what battlefields? Is that what they're
probably
talking about?
Yeah.
A Department of Defense scientist who was building a stink bomb in 1998 says that smell was the most universally repulsive. So that's what they picked for their stink bomb.
Huh.
Military, like latrines.
Yeah, like trenches probably, had. Yeah.
Right. The second smell was the WJFK toilet. And the third smell was Rob Spiewak's breath before he learned how to floss.
Yes. There you go. Those are the 3. Mike, it's an honor just to be mentioned.
Thank you. Yeah. Honorable mention. You only came in 3 on that one. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Back in the old days in my neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had a thing called I Know a Guy. Need something fixed? I know a guy. Need something broken? I know a guy. Need something to disappear? Psst. I know a guy.
Psst.
But now in these modern times of technology, the I Know a Guy is the MikeOmeraShow.com. So head over there and click on the shopping center banner. Forget about it. Well, you can practically get anything from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. So shop to your heart's content today. Now let's return to the only guy that really matters, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pauly. Appreciate that. Pauly, I'm addicted to your food pictures. And look, this is your fun. I know you do it for enjoyment. I know you put it up there. Pauly, I'm a foodie. And if you're going to put the pictures up, I need a description. I need
sometimes
the name?
I don't know that it's lasagna. Really don't. Sometimes I don't know that it's chicken parm. I don't know what it is. But I mean, like when you went to Sleepy Hollow, Pauly, when you went to Sleepy Hollow and you put this is great bread.
Yeah.
I love the text that says this is great bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Specificity is what you crave.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Pauly, I know that you and your lovely bride are probably sometimes so excited to get to the meal. You don't take the time to put the text in there. I'm sorry, you can't do that.
Right.
If you're going to be our food representative and the guy that puts the greatest meals in the world up there. Tell me what you're eating.
Yes, Paul.
Because I follow you. I pay more attention to your stuff than anybody else online.
Oh, true.
Because I love that you were up there showing me what you're eating. And I swear to God, the man could write a magazine.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by our buddy. And somebody said, oh, there he is talking about Paul again. Yes, I am. He brings me joy.
Yeah, you want to hear yourself talked about? You put up pictures of food, jerk.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Lick it. Hey, gang, are you worried about the subterranean vermin destroying your yard? Don't you wish there was a common piece of rap music-related dinnerware that could keep them underground, out of sight, out of mind? Your day has come. All you need is intern Joel's mole control bowl. Just invert this attractive bowl over any mole hole, and that mole won't stroll on patrol. It's guaranteed to take a toll on every mole. Intern Joel's mole control bowl. Used by formerly frustrated, currently delighted mole haters like Natalie Cole, Bob Dole, the band Hole, Esther Roll, Robert Wall, Nick Kroll, David Soul, and one Baltimore Oriole. They all love intern Joel's mole control bowl. So cover all your mole holes with intern Joel's mole control bowl and then feed your soul by listening to the bonus show from TMOS.
Yes.
Just click the banner. You know the drill. Buy the bonus show. MikeOMaraShow.com. That's the goal of intern Joel's mole control bowl.
That's right.
Intern Joel, a strange visitor from the planet Beltron. Hey, thank you very much, Let's Open. Intern Joel's mole control bowl.
You see, Mike, that you just put the bowl fun. Over the hole, and they stay in there.
That's right.
Okay, so those handheld scanners, you see them a lot of times at grocery stores.
Yes.
If you don't want to like pick up a case of beer, they use it like a gun, mm-hmm. right? It emits a different frequency depending on the size of the barcode it scans.
Ah.
So these guys, a pair of guys, made a big banna of different size barcodes. And made a techno record. Everything you hear on this tape is played off of a handheld barcode scanner. They're doing it live. It's great.
Gotta like it. With the backbeat. The backbeat has nothing to do with the scanner.
No, the backbeat is being played by a scanner, too. Everything.
Oh, it was like an error?
Yeah.
Almost like an error to
it's
a,
so
an
great.
Item.
It was cool. They were shooting like guns. And speaking of great music, Mike, the date you're looking for is April 24th, 2020.
All right.
That's when this new album drops that has the hit single on it called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here.
Okay.
And I want you to understand why this is an important song.
Born here, live here, die here.
Here's the man who wrote it, Luke Bryan.
Hey guys, it's Luke here, and the inspiration behind Born Here, Live Here, Die Here is about small town life. A lot of us out there never want to leave it, and they never want to leave that feeling of living in a small town.
All right, pause.
That's all you need. That's all you need to hear.
You know, I give him more crap than
I agree.
Anybody on the show.
Yeah, that's fair.
Every now and then, it's really important to pause and just say he knew it was.
He was
coming.
Right. He was right.
Sure. He knew it was coming. I mean,
I defended
fantastic.
Him.
It's all about small town.
Oh, hold on.
Life.
We have a couple of visitors.
Oh, hey.
We have time. Hold on. We have a couple. They were
Let's
taping a special. We've got like 1 minute left in the show.
Let's do it.
Let them come here for just a
Please.
Second. Here we go. We've got Carla. We've got Carla over here. We've got my sister over here.
Yay!
Hi there.
Look at that.
Say hi. Come right up to the microphone. Come right up to the microphone. Say hi.
Guys.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Kathy.
Good to see you, Kathy. How you been?
How you doing?
That's all you're getting today.
All right, see you later.
Thank,
thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Very
anyway,
sweet.
But Rob, you do deserve credit on Luke Bryan. He is.
Yeah, you called it.
He's the guy.
He is the guy. And again, if you're gonna do it, you are one of the most powerful recording artists in the world right now. Sad to say it. Does it have to sound like this?
Hey guys, it's Luke here, and the inspiration.
Do you have a tape recorder at your house, jerk? Use it.
God.
Licorice hat. Justin Bieber is emotional because he wants to protect William Eilish. You know her as Billy. But Billie, you know, Eilish. She is coming. She's a young up-and-comer. Yep. And Justin Bieber just wants to be there for her. This tape makes me uneasy.
I want her to know that she can count on me. But at the end of the day, I don't want to. I'm never going to force myself to be in relationship with her. It has to be natural, right? So I just kind of let her do her thing. And if she ever needs me, I'm going to be here for her. But yeah, just protecting those moments because people take for granted encounters. And I just want to protect her. I don't want her to lose it. I don't want her to go through anything I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody. So
there's your guy, Maddie.
That's right.
If she ever needs me, I'm just a call away.
That's your married guy right there that doesn't have anything impure thoughts about Billie Eilish.
I think Justin might feel it slipping away a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Worried about? You know, maybe latch onto another star. Is that what he's doing?
I like the there's a meme on Facebook that says, why does current Justin Bieber look like he's trying to talk young Justin Bieber to come into his van? Because he really looks like...
Oh, no!
That's the way he looks now. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Why is he dealing with Billie Eilish? I wonder how old Haley Baldwin feels about that.
I can't force you to be in a relationship with me.
We could talk about it, but Maddie Mascioli, what do you think about that little tape there?
There are some things that I can't even spin. I just don't know.
We don't either.
Hey, that's Billy, you can call me too. I'm Luke Bryan. Call me up.
That's good stuff. We'll take a break. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. For Rob Spielwick and Oscar Santana, Maddie Masiello, and also our good man, the Doctor of Death, Mr. Doom himself, Ponyboy Matt Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
What the hell is this?
That's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Ha ha ha! Ernie, har har!